Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
Hi, this is Angela. Who's
John? Oh, this is Hubert. Shalom. Greetings, I know.
Hi, Hubert. I thought that was you. Good evening. I see we have lots of people ready.
How y'all doing?
Good, thank you. And good. We have... is it Reverend Mrs. Allen? No, that's Mother and Mr. Varner.
You don't know us so well.
Too many 706s. Okay, oh my God. We have Loretta. Okay, I'm Mrs. Williams.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and start reading in Genesis. We stopped on Genesis 31, 10 to 30 last week, so I will go ahead and pick up on 31. Jacob answered Laban, "I was afraid because I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force. But if you find anyone who has your gold, but your God, he shall not live. In the presence of our relatives, see for yourself whether there is anything of yours here with me, and if so, take it." Now Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the gods. So Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and into the tent of the two maidservants, but he found nothing. After he came out of Leah's tent, he entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household gods and put them inside her camel's saddle and was sitting on them. Laban searched through everything in the tent, but found nothing. Rachel said to her father, "Don't be angry, my lord, that I cannot stand up in your presence. I'm having my period." So he searched, but could not find the household gods. Jacob was angry and took Laban to task. "What is my crime?" he asked Laban. "What sin have I committed that you hunt me down? Now that you have searched through all my goods, what have you found that belongs to your household? Put it here in front of your relatives and mine, and let them judge between the two of us. I have been with you for 20 years now. Your sheep and goats have not miscarried, nor have I eaten rams from your flock. I did not bring you animals torn by wild beasts. I bore the loss myself. And you demanded payment from me for whatever was stolen by day or night. This was my situation. The heat consumed me in the daytime, the cold at night, and sleep fled from my eyes. It was like this for the 20 years I was in your household. I worked for you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flocks, and you change my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had not been with me, you would surely have sent me away empty-handed. But God has seen my hardship and the toil of my hands, and last night he rebuked you. Amen.
Amen.
And we had some more. We had some more callers to join. Let's see here, Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
And Brian. And do we have? Do we have Reverend and Mrs. Allen?
We have both.
Okay, great.
Amen.
Okay, let me see. Do I have everyone? Okay, let me
Daniel
do a roll call. Oh, hi, Daniel. Okay, let me do a roll call. If I miss one, please speak up. I have Hubert, Auntie Betty, Mom and Dad, Varner, Loretta, Mrs. Williams, Auntie Carrie, Brian, Reverend Allen, Mrs. Allen, and Daniel. Did I get everyone?
Amen.
All right.
Kayla and Stacy will be joining us later.
Kayla?
And Stacy will be joining us later.
Oh, amen.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. All righty, Loretta, I'll turn it over to you to bless the line.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share with us tonight. If not, just say pass. And if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for your love and for your patience. Thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior. Father God, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go. Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service tonight. Allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight, and continue to bless America and other nations. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Lord.
Okay. Loretta, you lead it? Loretta. Oh, she put herself on mute.
I'm sorry, Angela. What did you say?
Are you leading a call?
I can.
Okay.
Sure. Well, welcome back, Auntie Carrie.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And Reverend Allen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Okay, all right. Matthew 19:26. Daddy Verner?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
"Well, man, this is impossible. But with God,
but with God,
All things are possible. Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Daddy Verner. So, okay, all right, we're going to go. Is there an echo, you guys, here?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe because we're in the same room here. Okay. All right. We're going to start out with Miss Williams. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Okay. The good news I have to share is taken from St. John, 17th chapter, begin with verse 20.
Amen.
It says, my prayer is not for them alone. Jesus prays for the future believers. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them, and them in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me, and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you've given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you've given me because you love me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you and they know you have sent me. I've made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself will be in them. All those who follow him should be happy and know that he has prayed for our protection from the evil one. He's prayed for unity. He's prayed for holiness. And if we know that Jesus has prayed for us, that gives us confidence as we work for his kingdom. And it's an amazing thing to know that Jesus, that God loves us as much as he loves his son Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, thank you for that, Miss William. Next I have Brian. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to read out of Luke chapter, starting on verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, sent them two and two before his speaking to every city and place, whether he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, and salute them by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the sign of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon you. If not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things that they, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you. Eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, but the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for the Sodom than for that city. Woe unto the Chorazin, I woe unto thee. The sight of if the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you. They had a great while ago of repentance, sitting in the sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And the Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you for that, Brian,
and welcome
back.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe your echo is double, right?
I don't know why I'm getting an echo.
Yeah.
Get my speaker on or something. Maybe that's why I got the speaker on, maybe. Is that better?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. My speaker was on. Maybe that caused it. And I do apologize. And we're going to move on to Mom. Good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Joyce 16:1-22. And it said, avoiding the auction block. Once of the worst aspects of slavery in America was the auction block. Here on the auction block, slaves were forced to stand while white men bought and sold them like livestock, having absolutely no control over his or her destiny. The slaves faced a fatal determined exclusively by the keeping of the auction block. In Genesis 16, we see the biblical character Samson find himself on another kind of auction block. On this auction block, he was not sold. Having been consecrated to God in a vow, he was supposed to be sold out. After he received great strength from the Lord, he was supposed to tell no one the secret of his strength, nor could he cut his hair. But while Samson was strong in body, he proved to be weak in character. He participated in his own downfall. He took his eyes off his destiny and mission, and in an act of self-gratification, married a woman outside of his faith. He also broke his vow to God by telling his unbelief wife the secret of his physical strength, and she sold him out of the enemy for 1,100 pieces of silk. Now Samson found himself on an auction block, but unlike the slave who was victim of the sin of slave master, Samson stood on the auction block as a victim of his own sin and weakness. This kind of auction block still exists today. Those who desire to be used by the Lord must not allow themselves to be sidetracked by personal weakness. Daily, we must spend quality time in prayer and meditation. Mm-hmm. We must seek the spiritual strength to stand even in the face of great temptation. We must remember that Satan will use our weakness to put us on his auction block. And the prayer said, dear Jesus, give us strength to overcome our weakness so that we do not participate in our own downfall. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Reverend Allen, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I have a few verses.
Amen.
John the 14th chapter beginning at verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father except me. If you know me, you should have known my Father also. And where henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and we be satisfied. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. I said there that show us the Father. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. That brings me to Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read part of the 27th song.
Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemy and my foe, come upon me to eat my up my flesh, they shall stumble and fall. Though a camp should, though the host a camp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though the wall should rise against me, this I will be confident. One thing I have desire of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire of his temple. For in time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle. Shall he hide me, and he shall set me up on a rock. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Daniel, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
I just want to say I love everybody, and I'm going to let Brian do some reading for me tonight, okay?
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
It's out of I shall not want like he always is out of.
Amen.
It's called identify the problem. Let's say you have a problem with someone who does not like you and rejects you. Do you lose your peace and joy? Do you become angry and bitter? If so, what can you do about it? First, identify the problem. Who is the problem? He or she? No, Satan is behind that person who is trying to reject and hurt you. So go to prayer and defeat Satan. The reality is that you will have problems. You will have storms. But God can give you the ability to be calm in the midst of them. I will share four things with you about dealing with problems. You must activate to solve every problem in life. You must activate the power of God. You can never solve problems by playing the dying game. Nor can you solve a problem by creating a problem. You must become a part of the solution, not part of the problem. Don't think about things negatively when there is a problem. Think on what is good and dwell on that part. Second one is cultivate. If you want to solve your problems, cultivate a pure heart. Joseph wasn't out to destroy his brothers, even though perhaps he should have. They tried to kill him and sold him into slavery. Yet Joseph didn't make a list of things to do to get even with them. Instead, he cultivated a pure heart. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Negotiate. Never complain about what you permit. if you permit negative people to be around you, don't complain about a negative attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up. Persevere, no matter what the problem. Keep on in Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for reading that, Brian, for Daniel. And next, that brings me to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through chapter 4, verse 8.
Amen.
All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is proper for doctrine, truth, for correction and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be completely, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and dead at his appearance and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convict, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and teach. For the time will come when they will not endure their own desire, because they have itching ears. They will heap up for themselves and they will turn from ear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fail. But you be watchful in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drinking offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Found there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me in that day. And now to me only, and not to me only, but to all, but also to all who have loved his appearance. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Daddy Vernon, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I've come from the Gospel account of St. John, the 20th chapter. Starting at 40 voice.
Amen.
The 40th day of the week, coming Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre. We know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciples, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, came forth to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped it together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came forth to the sepulchre,
and he saw and believed it. For as yet they knew not the sepulchre. For yet they know not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciple went away again into their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre, weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre and see the two angels in white sitting, the one on the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken up my Lord, and I know not where they had laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have gone hence, tell me where thou have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And on them two brethren, they no doubt were paraphrasing. They probably were taking a coffee break or hadn't got up. But the woman was like early in the morning. And finally, Jesus had no got up. But the men, we men, laying for the seat, no, taking a break. But when the two brothers were running, I said, brother, not brother by blood, now, but brethren, the older one and the young one. The young one, I run the old one. So the young one got there first, but he looked in, but he didn't go in. So when Peter got there, he went on in, and then later the other disciple went in. Just in case you didn't know it, the other disciple was John. That was my thought real quick. But anyway, they ran together. And you can imagine in your mind, you can see the old man and the young man running together. Imagine in your mind. And for instance, like I'm running with a young man, and he get there before I do, but he got to wait till I get there before I can go on in, because I was the oldest. But you take Mary, she was there early that morning, and then what disturbed me when some people don't want a lady that on the wood we got here to preach or sell wood. But when God can see favor her to carry his son 9 months, it's all right with me. I'll keep it at that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord. Great.
Oh, thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Angela, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. From 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. I want to read a prayer to our adult children so that God will help them develop a heart for his word and his ways. Lord, I pray for our children and ask that you would give them a heart to know you. I pray, just as it was said of your good and faithful servant Daniel, that an excellent spirit was in him. May it also be said of our children that an excellent spirit is in them. Draw them close to you and enable them to become more like you. You said in your word that you are the door by which anyone can enter and be saved. keep him from going, keep them from going through any other door except the path to eternity that you have for them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, thank you for that, Angela. That brings me back to Hubert, and welcome back, Hubert.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be, my topic for today is saving our babies. I will come out of the book of Psalms 139 to 141. So we serve a Father, a Son, and the Holy Spirit. A threefold cord is not easily broken. May the Lord add up, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in the God that I serve, Yahweh. The all knowing, excuse me, Psalms 139, the all knowing and ever present God for the leader, a Psalm of David. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit, when I stand. You know my thoughts from afar. My journey.
Looks like we lost him, Loretta.
Yes.
Okay, let me have him to continue his. Hold on.
Slicka, can you all hear me?
Now.
Okay, I'm sorry, my call dropped. All right, excuse me. I don't know where I left off at. I'll start over again. The all-knowing and ever-present God, for the leader, a Psalm of David. O Lord, you have probed me, and you know me. You know where I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar. My journey and the rest of you, and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know the whole of it, behind me and before. You hem me in and rest your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? From your presence, where can I flee? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I sink to the netherworld, you are present there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall guide me, and your right hand holds me fast. I say, surely the darkness shall hide me, and night shall be my light. For you, darkness itself is not dark, and night shines as the day. Darkness and light are the same. Truly you have formed my innermost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul also you knew full well. Nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth, your eyes have seen my actions. In your book, they are all written. My days are limited before one of them existed. How weighty are your design, O God? How vast the sum of them. Were I to recount them, they would outnumber the sands. Did I reach the end of them, I should still be with you. If only you would destroy the wicked, O God, and the men of blood to depart from me. Wickedly they invoke your name. Your foes swear faithless oath. Do I not hate, O Lord, those who hate you? Do those who rise up against you, do I not loathe? With a deadly hatred, I hate them. They are all my enemies. Probe me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thought. See if my way is crooked, and lead me in the way of old. Psalms 140, a prayer for deliverance for the snares of the wicked, for the leader of the Song of David. Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men, from those who devise evil in their hearts and stir up wars every day. They make their tongues sharp as those of serpents. The venom of asps is under their lips. Save me, O Yah, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who plan to trip up my feet, the proud who have hidden a trap for me. They have spread cords for a net by the wayside, that they have laid snares for me. I say to the Lord, you are my God. Hearken, O Lord, to my voice in supplication. O God, my Lord, my strength and my salvation, you are my helmet in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Further not their plans. Those who surround me lift up their heads. May the mistress which they threaten overwhelm them. May he rain burning coals upon them. May he cast them into the depths never to rise. A man of wicked tongue shall not abide in the land. Evil shall abruptly entrap the violent man. I know the Lord renders justice to the afflicted, judgment to the poor. Surely the just shall give thanks to your name, Yahweh. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Psalms 141, a prayer of a just man to be saved from the wickedness. A psalm of David. O Lord, to you I call. Hasten to me. Hearken to my voice when I call upon you. Let my prayers come like incense before you, the lifting up of my hands like the evening sacrifice. O Lord, set a watch before my mouth, a guard at the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to the evil of engaging in deeds of wickedness with men who are evildoers. And let me not partake of their dainties. Let the just man strike me, that is kindness. Let him reprove me, it is oil for the head, which my head shall not refuse, but I will pray on the these afflictions. Their judges was cast down over the crag, and they heard how pleasant were my words. As when a plowman breaks furrow in the field, so their bones are strewed by the edge of the netherworld. For toward you, O Yah, my God, my Lord, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of life. Take me from the trap they have set for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let all the wicked fall, each into his own net, while I escape. Once again, may the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word. May my words be acceptable, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Baruch Allah, Baruch Yah, Torah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Thank you for that, Daniel.
Tell that to Kwasi. Thank you, Miss Queen.
Okay, Miss Alice?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Okay, 100 Psalm of Thanksgiving. Take it, draw a shout to the Lord, for you have planned. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence. Let the Lord. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Miss Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Miss William, I take it that Kayla and Stacy will be joining us for the praise and testimony time?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so moving right along, we have the sick and shut in. And Angela, would you please?
Sure will.
Thank you. Okay. Let's bow our heads. First, let me just read the list of sick and shut-ins that we have today. We have Uncle Chap, Antonio Nellums, Malachi, Michael and Denise Moody, Rebecca Rossiter, Miss Waters and family, Lenny and family, Jeanette Williams, Tanya Laitler, George and Ray Cohen's mother, Jermaine Dawson, Quentin Haynes and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Wanda, Maxine, Valerie and Charles, I think that's all that we have for today, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Jessica Denard.
Jessica Denard.
And Cam.
Okay. All righty. Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and diseases have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. Jesus bore my sickness and carried my pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain, for God sent his word and healed me. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways, in my pathways is life, healing, and health. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, that brings us right into the birthdays for the week of July 7th through July 13th.
Jeremy Lewis.
Hi.
What day is that, Brian?
What day is that, Brian?
The day, the 7th.
I have Isaiah Williams, Leonard's son, day, July 7th.
I have Eddie Allen, July the 9th, my son, Eddie Allen.
July the 9th.
Yes.
Okay.
And Wileen Laitler, July the 10th.
And Tally and Tatiana, July the 11th. Is that correct?
Tally.
Yeah.
Mhm. And who else you said? I'm sorry.
I think Tatiana.
Tatiana. Ninth. Okay. Amen.
The 11th.
Uh-huh. Did you call on me, Angela?
No, I said the 11th.
The 11th, okay. Okay. All right here. Mom, would you do the birthday song for us, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. That takes us right into our praise and testimonies, songs, or poems. So I'm just going to go down the list, have something to share, do so. If not, just say pass. Let's see here. Angela?
I'm going to pass, but I would like to do the 23rd Psalm.
Okay. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, Daddy Verna?
Yes, focus on the benefit of endurance. Every valley for a reason. Every valley for a season. Don't forget your endurance. When you are tired, exalted, and discouraged, endure. Endurance is rewarded. Always, it is the only thing in eternity that will be rewarded. Don't feel alone today. You may feel targeted by hell. Your wood may be cracking around you. Don't feel alone. Those closer to you may not show it, but they are hurting you. They are hurting too. So don't yield to self-pity. Pity party merely postpone your victory. You are not alone. The word, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Amen.
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 Lord.
Amen. And thank you for that, Daddy Verna. Brian, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Pass.
Amen. Reverend Allen?
Pass.
Miss Allen?
No, we pass.
Okay, amen, amen. Okay, Kayla. Kayla,
okay.
Present.
Kayla. Kayla's going. Kayla. Oh, I'm sorry. Can Stacy go first?
Stacy. Okay,
okay,
that's fine.
I want to recite Psalm 19:24. No, I'm sorry, 19:14. That's the words of my mouth.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
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 Okay, now Kayla.
Okay, Kayla.
Yes, okay. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of my life spent with you. And here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Oh, King of all days, oh, so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He was joined by Lil Stacy.
Amen. Amen.
And I heard Stacy back there singing.
I heard you, Stacy.
All right. Stacy, Taylor, thank you so much. That was beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, girls.
You're welcome.
Okay, welcome. Please come back.
We will.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God, we love you.
Okay, Auntie Betty, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
No, I passed, darling. That got me, honey.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Amen.
Let's see. I think I want to share some words tonight. I'll be coming out of Joel Osteen, and the title says, You Are Approved. Amen. I think this goes right along with that song we just heard.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, I saw you and approved you. You are approved by Almighty God. Isn't that awesome? You are created in his image, and you are the apple of his eye.
What?
You did not choose God, but he chose you.
Yes.
And he is pleased with you, his most precious creation. Notice that the verse doesn't say that God approves you as long as you don't have any faults or as long as you don't make any mistakes. No, God approves you unconditionally. No matter how many weaknesses you may have or have made, no matter how many times you fall, you just get right back up again and hold your head up high. Don't allow the enemy to bring strife into your life by deceiving you into thinking that you are not good enough. Stand strong in your thoughts about yourself, knowing that not only have you been chosen, but you are approved by the Almighty God. Amen?
Hey.
Praise the Lord.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Miss William, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
No, ma'am, not tonight. I pass.
Okay, Mom, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I want to read this about Helen Stride Rice, that death opened the door to life evermore. We live a short while on earth below. We're looking to die, for we do not know. Guess what dog death is all about? And so we view it with fear and doubt. Not certain of what is around the bend, we look on death as the final end. To all that pick up a mortal being, and yet their lies just beyond our sin. A beautiful life is full of peace. That we should leave with hurried feet. To Walk with God by Scariest Dream, Aim Beauty and Peace Beyond Our Dreams. For all who believe in the rising in the risen Lord have been assured to his reward. And death for them is just graduation to a higher realm of wide elevation. For life on earth is a transient affair, just a few brief years in which to repair. For a life that is free from pain and tears, where time is not counted by hours of years. For death is only the method God chose to coincide heaven with the soul of those who by their appearance on earth prove worthy to dwell in the land of new birth. So death is not sad. It's time to be elevated. A joyful transition, the soul emigrates into a place where the soul is safe and free to live with God through eternity. Amen.
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 Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Mom. Hubert, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I have a short praise I would like to share.
Amen.
Lean not to your own understanding. Man prepares his way, but it's God that leads his step or guides his step. I would like for everyone to know that I had my first week in my cooking class, Cincinnati Cooks, this week, and I did better on the second time taking the test that I got in enrolled in. I made higher this time than I did that time. That take me back to an old saying that my earthly father used to tell me, take the bitter with the sweet. Lean not upon your own understanding. Thank you very much. You all have a nothing impossible week. Shalom,
amen.
Shalom.
Amen. Congratulations.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay. All right. That concludes our praise, testimony, songs, or poem. That takes us right into our serenity prayer. Auntie Carrie, can you lead us out in that?
Sure.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the things.
The serenity to accept the things.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change the things.
The courage to change things that I can change.
That I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that takes us right into our closing prayer, and Angela willfully volunteered. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Well, I'm going to do it a little different, Loretta.
Okay,
I'm going to read a topic called Guided by the Good Shepherd. It is out of the 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
As you know, the 23rd Psalm is described as the Pearl of Psalms. It helps us understand God's love for his people and reassures us that God will provide, direct, and protect our lives. The common tone of God's care is clear in his words. The images of the restful waters, the green pastures, and a secure path all come to life in this passage. Note several important insights taught by this psalm. First, this psalm shows that the Lord provided for us. The Lord provides for us. Because he is our shepherd, we can be assured he will meet our needs. As he sustained and provided for the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years, he will do the same for us today. Second, this psalm indicates that the Lord directs us. essential to a successful Christian life is God's guidance. After all, He has our best interests at heart. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go, from Isaiah 48:17. While some shepherds may stand behind the flock and drive the sheep in a particular direction against their will, God stands before us and lovingly leads us in His path. Third, this psalm teaches that the Lord as shepherd protects His sheep. When danger approaches, He is present. He will never leave us because of trouble, but He will see us through it. He uses His rod to fight off any intruders who would harm the flock, and He uses His staff to retrieve sheep that wander away. When danger is upon us, we must remember to look to the Lord for protection. Finally, to those of us who have allowed the Lord to be our shepherd, God dispatches two ambassadors, goodness and mercy, to follow us until we make it home. Goodness assures each step we take, and mercy redeems each stumble. When confronted by the shadow of death, we do not have to be afraid because we know that the Lord, our shepherd, leads us, and goodness and mercy follow us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Goodness and mercy. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. I pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we thank you for this prayer line. And remember to keep the devil at bay. So when your feet touch the floor, let one devil say to the other devil, "Oh, no, he or she is up again." Amen?
Amen.
Wake up, calling on the name of Jesus, for He is our Lord.
Amen.
Father God, we're asking for traveling mercy this week. Am I correct? Amen, yes. Ms. Allen?
Oh, yes.
Amen. And we thank God for traveling mercy. Always keep God first in all that you do. May God bless us all. Everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you. Hello. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Angela, do you have the end of the prayer line, or you want me to do it?
Oh, well, I
can do it.
Okay.
I can do it.
All right. Well,
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, you know what? I won't be able to do it.
I'll stay on.
You're on that host line, yes. Okay. I love you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Nettles Family Weekly Prayer Session. In closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in Him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold up to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God sees things. Lend and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep faith. Have a blessed week, and we love you.